You're listening to Vatican Radio. In his wide-ranging recent interview with the Jesuit magazine La Civiltà Cattolica, Pope Francis spoke about his desire to investigate further the role of women in the Church. He continued, "We have to work harder to develop a profound theology of women. Only by making this step will it be possible to better reflect on their function within the Church. The feminine genius," he added, "is needed wherever we make important decisions." Among those who welcomed the Pope's words was Dr. Anna Rowlands, a theologian and lecturer at King's College London. She works closely with CAFOD and other faith-based organisations, helping to put the rich social teaching of the Church into action in its global justice and peace ministry. She told me she believes the time is right to rediscover the work of female theologians from past generations and to reassess the vital contribution that women can make to the life of the Church today.
It's women who are most often the victims of war, women and children. We look at the current refugee crisis, if we've got many of the conflicts around the world. So to talk about peace and war in the current time requires us to look at the way in which that's already a gendered question. It's a reality that already structures the lives of women in very particular ways. I think the Church has been interested in raising those questions. However, where the Church perhaps has lapsed behind is in its own practice. And I think the two things that Francis is pointing out to us are very helpfully, where are women involved in the structures of the Church themselves? He's clearly interested in how you promote women's governance roles within the life of the Catholic Church, and that matters hugely, not just in Rome, but actually in a global context, in a subsidiary way in all of our local contexts. But he's also asking questions about what he's calling a theology of women. Well, that's a very tantalising phrase.
What does it mean to you exactly?
Well, I think that's the interesting question. I think nobody can yet say perhaps what it means for Francis. I think as long as it means a way of exploring the way in which we've thought about women theologically in the light of being made in the image of God, then that offers us some ways forward. We need to re-reflect on what we mean by women as beings in themselves, the way that women are sacramental in the life of the Church, and we need to find ways of reflecting on the very practical material circumstances of women's lives in the here and now. So not a theory of women as such, but a way of reflecting in a very rich theological way on the lives that actual women lead and their capacities.
There is a rich tradition of theology from a women's perspective, isn't there? Do you think this has been perhaps underestimated, undervalued until now?
Absolutely. I think it's not yet had its moment. And there are ways in which in the life of the Church, groups of people work in a prophetic way. And I think in many ways that can be said of the role that many women theologians have played in a previous generation. And I think now their work is ripe for rereading and reappraisal, and also, frankly, for a new kind of development as well. I don't think we have a ready-made theology which will simply fit the gap that Pope Francis is noting. I think it's a new work, it's a new conversation, but drawing on some very, very significant roots that we've already put down, sometimes in some rather unlikely places in the Church.
For example?
I think there's very interesting reflection on women in Scripture that we can re-engage with, understanding the role of women in our sacred Scriptures and texts. We've got some hidden historical stories that we need to re-retrieve. I come from England and Wales. St. Hilda, you know, we need to talk about these women. We need to look at what made them powerful spiritual and also political forces in the life of the Church. This isn't just about constructing castles in the sky in terms of women's involvement. And there are also women who are looking in a very deep and practical way at the social and economic realities that face the Church. My own work is in the area of Catholic social teaching, and I'm very interested to see the number of women who are involved in pushing forward the frontiers of Catholic social thought in a way that actually some of my Anglican colleagues find interesting, that it's women pushing forward those agendas, raising those questions about war and peace, about the use of drones, about the place of refugees and migrants and the welcome they do or don't receive. So there's an enormous richness of history to be retrieved, women's role in religious orders, for example, to be understood in a new kind of light, but also just of a present practical task of getting on with dealing with the world as it is now and the place that women find themselves in, both for better and for worse.
My thanks there to Dr. Anna Rowlands, a theologian and lecturer at King's College London.